understands that he doesn't want us to be out here unless we can perform at our peak levels. And he focuses on the process to get to that point. And
that's health. That's part
of the health. Yeah, it's what keeps us healthy. It's what allows us to perform at our best. And, you know, a lot of teams talk about hydration, but, you know, if I've never been around a team there, if you're dehydrated, they're not going to let you practice. And the whole reason behind it is not because, you know, it's just Chip's rules. It's because, you know, you're more susceptible to injury when you're dehydrated. And when you come out in training camp and, you know, the competition is high and all of a sudden you try to turn it on and those levels aren't, you know, where they need to be, you got risk for injury. And so somebody as special as DeMarco, we don't want him, you know, to come out here and get injured the first day. So, you know, it's a little annoying at times, but, you know, we know it's for the best of us and for the best of the team.
And you don't mind him checking all the time because obviously in the end it's better for the
Yeah, I mean, it's a tedious process to do it day in and day out. But at the end of the day, when you think about, you know, what it's for and what it really brings to you as a player, you really can't do anything but appreciate it.
Now you're on this football field. Are you ready to play a game? I know you're not.
No, not yet. This is how, you know.
You know what I'm saying from yeah. a mental standpoint, not from.
No, it's only what, day three now? Yeah. And so I'm not yet tired of training camp just yet. Give me a week and then I'll be ready to, you know, play somebody else.
When a team has so many wholesale changes like this team has had during the offseason, how does that change training camp as compared to a team that's obviously been together as a group longer in some key places?
You know what? I think this training camp is honestly a lot more cohesive and a lot more advanced than it was last year with a team who had already been together. And now you really got a whole new team with some key players obviously staying. But the units are a lot tighter. We started camp with our entire playbook up on both sides of the ball and have had no troubles. And so, you know, it's very impressive. And it really tells a testament to what we've done this offseason as far as bringing in quality personnel and the work that we put in OTAs and minicamp.